This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
And welcome back in. You know, over the last 36 years of doing this program, one of the things that has always captured my attention is the generosity and the kindness of the people who participate in the same things I do, hunting and fishing. And I've got some examples of that. I want to start by telling you about the Hunters for the Hungry. Louisiana sportsmen, deer hunters, and other hunters donated over 1,400 deer this year. It's been a record year. That's 52,000 pounds of meat to food banks and their agencies throughout the state, a total of 208,000 meals. And that is pure generosity, and it's still coming in. Also want to mention, you might remember a couple weeks ago I was talking to Angela Caruso, who's heading up a benefit for Captain Mike Helmer. He's the owner and captain of Phil Robichaux Fishing Charters. He suffered a heart attack, and they've encountered some bills, and his fellow charter captains, seven of them, have donated some trips that'll be given away in the drawing on May 6th, and there's tickets for $25 a piece. The response to that has been phenomenal, and I especially want to thank the anonymous person who goes by the name of longtime Don Dubuque listener. Thank you so much, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you want to get in on this and perhaps win a two-person all-expense-paid fishing trip, go to Hooked on Healing on Facebook, and you'll find out all about it. And they've also got a surprise from a real big-time fisherman who's making an offer. Then there's another case where sometimes you don't know about what small gestures you might do may produce. And I think the best way to relay that to you and pass along the message is to listen to a message from Jane Prager, the wife of a longtime listener and friend, Dutch Prager.
Hi, this is Jane Prager. I hope I have the right number. I hope this is Don Dubuque. I found the number on Dutch's desk, and I wanted to call you, Don, and thank you and the other guys involved in the map making and putting Dutch on the map in the marsh for Dutch's Corner. I think that was a very loving tribute to him. And I know he would be so, so happy to know that. I just wanted to call and thank you because it means a lot to me, too. And so glad he had the opportunity to be with you guys and to enjoy the fishing in the marsh and to be such a big part of it. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And I think if there was any doubt about what sometimes a small gesture with related to hunting and fishing can do, that certainly is a prime time example. All right, you're going to get another example of being generous and kind. We have a one-year-old pointer named Jesse who basically is on death row unless someone steps up to be a foster or an adoptive parent. She's heartworm negative, good with kids and other dogs, and could be a phenomenal hunting buddy. And if you're interested in fostering or perhaps adopting and giving this a forever home, I've been involved in a case where I actually rescued a dog one day from its death sentence. And it found a fantastic home and is hunting happily with its new owners. And doesn't matter where you live, there's an organization called PointerRescue.org that transports dogs by relay all across the country. My daughter, Cherie, who a lot of you have heard on this program, got me involved in it, and it's one of the most rewarding things I've ever participated in. And a little bit later on, we'll talk more about Jesse, the one-year-old pointer, looking for a home and really looking for life. All right, coming back after this, we're going to be joined by Captain Mike Gallo, the guy who initiated that Dutch Prager's naming of Dutch's Corner. There's a TV program called Bayou Wild TV called Dutch's Corner. If you go back to our past episodes, you can watch it and see Glenn Shore of Standard Mapping, who put it on the map, and also some other participants in that program. We're going to be right back to talk to Captain Mike, get his fishing report after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. You know, when I was at the Spring Fling last weekend, there were a couple captains that worked for CETO were there talking to customers and signing them up, and lots of people coming by asking questions. And, you know, one of the things they brought up, which I'd really never thought of, these guys are pretty proficient at troubleshooting engine problems. So they told me a lot of times they'll go out there with the intention of maybe having to tow a boat a long distance, and really they can get them up and running without ever hooking up to them. So that's another one of the great things about being a CETO member. $249 gets you signed up for a whole year. It's renewable on a yearly contract basis after that. Check them out, CETO.com, if you want to do it online. Or call Captain Chris. He's a friendly guy. You can reach him at 504-301-4545. And speaking of friendly guys, Captain Mike Gallo joins us. And Mike, you know, after listening to Dutch's wife's message about her appreciation and her thanks, you know, that's one of the many reasons why we do what we do. It's a bonus into making a living on the water, that's for sure.
I agree, Don. That was very heartfelt and appreciative and kind of like a pat on the back. So I feel like we did a good job.
Well, you did, and thank you for the idea coming up with it and creating it. And thanks to Glenn Shure and Steve McNamara and Al and everybody who went there. And I hope people take the time to watch that episode on Bayou Wild TV. Well, you know, the fishing hadn't been great this week because of the winds, but that's over with now, at least temporarily. What's going to happen today? Did you get out yesterday?
I did not get out yesterday. I do have plans to get out a little bit later today. Early in the week, I was able to get out Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday was very similar to today. Flat, calm winds. Got out in the Mistigo, fishing some of those ledges and drop-offs. Really had a fun day. Started out fishing topwater. Caught some beautiful trout fishing topwater. When that bite died down, we shifted over to popping corks. And that was very successful, the Four Horsemen type of cork with the matrix plastic in a light color worked really well. We did pick up more undersized fish fishing that way, but that ratio is not very bad at all. I would say if you catch six, you're keeping three. I remember last year we were catching six and potentially keeping one, maybe two. So the ratio's gotten better. Of course, it's still early in the year. Even later in the day, around lunchtime, we switched over to drop shots with the same matrix plastic and continued to do well until the wind started to pick up. And we called it a day with a box full of fish. mostly speckled trout. But we had a slot red. We caught a bass. We also had a flounder. Caught a big bull red. That was released. So really good trip. No shrimp were harmed during that trip. So those are real positive signs. Obviously, if you had live bait, you might be able to add another third to what we caught on that particular day.
Well, you captured my imagination when you said topwater. Let's get back to that topwater bite. What size were the fish you caught, and which topwater bait were you throwing?
I was throwing a mirror lure. I like natural colors, so it was white on the bottom, silver on the sides, black on the back. The original Top Dog makes a lower type tone, the rattles. And our fish were 15 to 19 inches in length.
Oh, that's beautiful stuff there you're talking. That's great. So what's on board now? We're coming out of a windy couple of days, and we're looking for clean water. What's going to be the plan?
That'll be the key, find clean water. And once you find clean water, you want to try to see mullet or pogies flickering, maybe some birds in the area. You probably won't see birds diving on shrimp. There's no shrimp in the area yet. But the birds keep up with the bait because they'll eat pogies or whatever kind of minnows they can find. So if you want to find the predator, stay close to the prey, and the prey will be the bait fish.
All right. Any other advice before somebody heads out for this weekend?
Well, I would say make sure you're a CETO member. That's always a good thing. And always make sure you listen to Don Dubuque's radio show, because they can point you in the right direction.
Well, some of those guys can. Some of them do a really good job, you know, especially in the Lake Bourne, Lake Catherine area over that way. In fact, I heard until this wind came up, I was over on Lake Catherine. What day was it? It was Thursday. Man, it was blowing, and that was chocolate milk on the lake. But up until that point, man, I had been getting some great reports from Lake Catherine.
Yeah. Yeah, our water temperatures are getting to be consistently around 60, and that sort of gets those fish really active. And that's the whole reason I tried top water. Once you get in that 60-degree range, they seem to be in all different levels of the water column.
Got it. Mike, thanks so much for the tips, as always. We really appreciate it. Best of luck to you, and we'll catch up with you again next week. If somebody wants to get you, they can find you on my website, your website, aaofla.com. And if you don't mind, give them that telephone number where they can reach you.
You can reach me by phone at 985-781-7811.
All right, no fish, no pay, and no extra charge for taking them to Dutch's Corner, right?
That's correct. It'd be a pleasure to do that.
All right, Michael. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Don. Talk to you then.
There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Coming up next, we got a special report for you paddlers. We're going to talk about a relatively new launch that a lot of people don't know about, particularly for paddlers. Also, we got a demo day to talk about at No Wake Outdoors, and also some tips on fishing the boats on the bayou at Bayou St. John in New Orleans City Park Bass Rodeo from Captain Eric Mohabarak. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Network. And our Strokers, a.k.a. Paddlers Report, is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters. Get the name? No Wake. That means paddling. 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Not only paddling fishing supplies, but a lot of conventional tackle, and especially they concentrate on some fly fishing gear for you fly fishermen. Whether you're a novice or a longtime fly fisherman, they've got the complete rigs, rods, reels, lines, leaders. And by the way, today from 10 until 2, they have a demo day at the Bucktown Launch on the south shore of Lake Pontchartrain, right there in what they call Bucktown in Metairie. It'll be from 10 to 2. They got all different types of kayaks already outfitted and rigged up and ready to try out on the water. And that is a great little place to do it. So if you want to stop by between 10 and 2. Joining us to talk more about it is Captain Eric Mohabarak of Louisiana Kayak Company. And Eric, what do you know about this Bucktown launch? Have you been over there and checked it out?
Don, actually, we have been over there. I don't know how to say this, but it was most probably designed by someone who doesn't kayak fish.
And doesn't fish or doesn't kayak.
Yeah, it's pretty rough to launch a kayak there. You can launch on the right side into the harbor easier than you can on the left side. And I'm not trying to slam the demo day because I think everybody needs to get out there and go try a kayak. And I highly advise that. But, the launch is a little messed up.
Somebody sent me some pictures of like some type of a device that you put the kayak in, step onto it like a platform, and then slide out of it?
Yeah. Yes, correct. But the launching capability, it's like 30 yards from where you have to launch the kayak into that. So you have to drag your boat. They don't have a back end, where you can get to it. But anyway, maybe they can change it up a little bit or something, It wouldn't be that hard to fix up, I think, with a little proper funding, would be good. But it is really nice. I will say that. And I do believe that those rocks they put in as the barrier for the levee that's supposed to be the bayou for the kayaks is going to hold some good fish, given a little bit of time, to get a little bit of crustaceans and stuff on it. So we're looking forward to that. We've always caught fish in that area.
Yeah, well, particularly in the wintertime, there should be some of those nice big blue cats coming around those rocks.
In them holes. Yes, sir. Hey, Don, I'd like to give a shout-out to Matthew Roberts. He's the young guy who, he's 50 years old, passed away this weekend, who was in charge of Mission 6, one of the founding members, a big name in the kayak community. Also, the lead of the crazy troll squad crew. He passed away working at work at the nitrogen plant where he worked at, and I'm not sure the details on that yet. But I know a lot of people are thinking about him, and I just wanted to give a shout out to him.
Thanks for bringing that up. You know, a lot of people don't get the message on those, and particularly those people who are kayakers are familiar with the name. I wanted to talk about is the City Park boats on the bayou. Now, there's a special category, and I'm hearing from my friend the Lafayette Yacker. He says the boats on the bayou is a good chance for those getting started in kayak fishing. The conditions are good, and everyone's willing to help you. Describe your experience fishing in Bayou St. John. What should people bring, and where should they concentrate their fishing if they're going to participate?
Well, Don, that's really good because it is Bayou St. John. Concentrate your fishing on fishing Bayou St. John. That's the best I can tell you. Because sometimes they're closer to the lake, and sometimes they're further up towards, like, Deutsch's house and stuff as far as the fishing goes. And you just got a bass fish, you know. And you'll catch redfish and trout and flounder and bass. Even had a Spanish mackerel caught there before, which is interesting, in Bayou St. John. I personally use creature baits. Also, another favorite bait of mine is that really small Rapala, that little black and silver Rapala. They have pogies in there and shad and stuff, and I believe that their main forage is on those fish, you know. And also a bluegill lure would be very good because, you know, they have the Texas perch and the bluegill in there too. But I like the junk fish, you know, so I'll punch weeds and try and fish weed beds and grass on the bottom and sticks and whatever I can find, you know. And I use a lot of creature baits myself, but you know, it's lucky to draw. I mean, anybody can win it, you know. And they got some giant fish. Luke Beschlin caught a 6-pound 8-ounce fish out of there two years ago. Steve Neese, he's the holder right now as a winner on boats on the bayou. I think his was 4.8, and then the year before that was a 7 or something like that. I can't remember, but they do have some really nice fish in there, you know. And the categories is bass, and then you got what they call trash fish. So it could be anything from a garfish, catfish. I won third place with a 2-ounce pogie one year doing it, and I caught it in the mouth in front of the biologist, so it counted. You know, I don't know how I did it, but I did it. But the biologist was right there watching me, so I got it. Yeah, it was funny.
A lot of fun. Yep. New Orleans City Park, Boats on the Bayou Division. Eric, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and book a trip, you got the kayaks, you got the knowledge, and you can help them get started or take experienced people and show them some new spots. Best way to get you.
You can text me on the phone, 504-313-8292, or on the Don Dubuque Outdoor Show website, also on Facebook and Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company. But also, Don, we forgot to tell them about today is the Bayou Coast Trout Challenge, 5-fish limit. It's all for catch, photo, release. There's 58 people fishing it. It should be interesting because the weather's today, and you're allowed to fish Lake Pontchartrain and St. Bernard. It should be interesting because they're allowing the trolling motors now, where with the trolling motor, you could really troll those bridges really good, the Highway 11 bridge out there in the lake, you know, provided the weather's right and the water's right. And I think your bigger fish would come from there, and actually you could win the tournament by doing that.
Yeah, that's not a bad. I think there's going to probably be a lot of people fishing the dam down in Hopedale too. That'd be another spot.
Yeah, that's another spot. And people.
Well, we'll have the results. Yeah, we'll have the results next week. And thanks for mentioning that. And thanks for the tips on the boats on the bayou. Really appreciate it, Eric.
All right, Don. I'll give you a yellow sweep. You be safe. All right, man.
You too, Captain Eric Mahabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company. All right, we come back after this. You know what time it is. Bad Boys of the Outdoors. We'll be back with that story right after we pause 3 minutes, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, checking our text message board. Got a couple of texts coming in. This one is from Dan He says, no fishing or hunting today in Florida. Picking up and moving 100 sacks of crawfish over here in Florida along the Gulf of America. That's from Dan. Well, y'all enjoy those 100 sacks of crawfish. And we got this one. Did you read the article about the white alligator having cataract surgery? First of its kind operation in the USA. No, I have not heard about a white alligator getting cataract surgery. I wonder what kind of glasses they're going to fit him with and what'll hold him on to him. Lots of stuff going on out there. All right, speaking of going on, we got a Bad Boy of the Outdoor story for you. We do it every week. The only problem is not a shortage of bad boys, the shortage of picking which ones we bring to you. And this one will be up for you right after we pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents were investigating a charter guide company for advertised guided fishing trips without the proper licenses. On Saturday, March 8th, agents made contact with Jared Terrio in Terrebonne Parish, and upon questioning, they discovered that Terrio, who on its website is listed as the leader of a charter boat business called Go Time Fishing Charters, that is G-E-A-U-X, had no basic and saltwater fishing licenses, which are, in addition to a captain's license, required to conduct charter guided fishing trips. If convicted of violating charter guide fishing violations and fishing without the basic and saltwater fishing license, facing fines of up to $1,950 and up to 120 days in jail, is 40-year-old Jared Terrio of Houma, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Yep, you got to have those too. Got to have that regular fishing license. That's the law. All right, did get some other information too with regard to the shrimping industry. They are now introducing, this is Congressman Clay Higgins from Louisiana, the Save Our Shrimpers Act, which will prohibit federal funds being made available to any international financial institution that finance activities related to shrimp farming, shrimp processing, or the export of shrimp to the United States. And I think it's high time we did that. You got to increase the trade enforcement for not just shrimp, all seafood that comes from places like China and Ecuador, India and Indonesia and Vietnam. Besides competing with our local fishermen, it also just comes across this country with insufficient inspections, and there's all kind of antibiotics and bad stuff in those. And for me, when I know where they're from, I won't eat them. All right, we come back after this time out. We're going to catch up with Ryan Lambert. We never know where he is, but we always tend to find him, and we always get a good report. If you're headed down the river to fish areas like Buras, Port Sulphur, and Venice, that neck of the woods. He's back next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. So who is this legendary man of plastic you hear about? Well, his name's Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, and he joins us each week normally from a different location. Captain Ryan, what's your 10, what is it they used to say, 1020, 1040 on the CB radios?
1040.
Yeah, boy, those CB radios, that seems like that was a million years ago, doesn't it?
Might be 1010, huh? Yeah, no, in fact, most kids say, well, what are they talking about? That was a big deal, though, wasn't it? Driving around, man, talking on the CDs with all the people. Yeah, that was a fad for a little while, but it was fun. Yeah. A lot of guys met a lot of girls in cars like that.
Well, we don't need to get into all of that kind of stuff. Well, tell me, where are you today and what you got going on?
I'm in Buras. We got a bunch of boats going out today. I think 6 or 7 boats going out. And last 2 days was tough, but before that it was really good. You know, to catch, I bet you I'd caught 100 reds a day for a few days. And that front came, and that slowed him down. It got tough. And then yesterday was tough, too, because, you know, it sucked all the water out. The river's at 8, 9. And it's going to stay right there in that range for about another month. You know, 8-something going down in the 7s. But, you know, that's where it starts happening. When it starts dropping below 7, that gets good. So it's all right. You know, I've been wanting to get out on the trout, but I just can't find a minute to do it. I got so much going on.
Yeah.
And, I'm rebuilding all the decks at the lodge, all the big back deck and the one at my house over here. I don't like it when they get ratty, so got to keep it up. But I still might sneak out and go catch me some speckled trout this morning, and either that or go hit some catfish. There's a lot of catfish around right now.
And what kind of cats do y'all catch down there? Is it, I mean, it's primarily the blues, but every now and then, I guess, a flathead shows up or a channel cat?
We got some flats, but there's a lot of channels. You know, we had some nice big channels yesterday, but it just depends on where you fish them. You know, if you've got places that fish a lot of blues, big blues, and then the canals have a lot of channels in them. But, boy, they had some really nice channels yesterday. So they're right there with the reds. You can catch them both at the same time in a lot of spots. So we'll go hit those. But I got some trout that's pretty secluded away from everything right now. I want to hit them before they leave out this next week or so. They'll be gone, heading out toward the Gulf. So I want to go tell them hello one more time.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, whoever your customers are this weekend is going to have a really nice weekend to get out weather-wise.
Yeah, Sunday evening is coming at us pretty good again. Another squall coming. So I don't know what the week's going to be.
Yeah, but until then, enjoy these 2 days while we got them. Hey, how about a blackberry report? I hadn't got a blackberry report from you yet.
The flowers just were blooming hard last week, so it'll be a little bit. They'll be a little late this year because that snow knocked it back a little bit. They were blooming hard last week and still all full of blossoms. So I don't see how they could put the berries on. And, they only got, 2 weeks. I think it'll be middle of April this year. So just looking at that.
I was up on the old Six Hunting Club lease this week. And, they seem a little later than what they've been in the past.
I think that snow did that.
I think it definitely did, yeah.
Yeah, it knocked everything back a bit. All the orange trees are still blooming, except for mine.
What happened to yours?
Nothing. Well, 13 of them died, and then the other ones didn't bloom very well, after that. They were putting on leaves, so I guess they're too busy putting on leaves to put on flowers.
Yeah.
So...
Hey, I just got an update on the CB thing. This one says, this must be from an old truck. It said 1020 means your location. What's your 1020?
Right, 1020, that's what I thought it was.
1010 means there's a fight, and 1040 is anybody available for a phone call. So that must have been some of that stuff you were doing. But to me, 1040 means income tax. That's what that means to me.
Oh, God, yeah, that's not even good.
Oh, yeah. Well.
I got a survey going on for the wildlife fishery right now. They sent out the survey.
For the duck hunt, I completed it. It's pretty lengthy, too. There are a lot of questions they ask.
I haven't seen it yet, but I got the New Orleans Ducks Unlimited guy to give it to me because it wasn't in my email. And so, yeah, we'll get that coastal zone next year, or tidal zone, whatever you want to call it. And hopefully that'll say, because I'm looking at the schedule this week. I can hunt 6 days in January.
Because of the tides. Yeah,
because of the negative tides. And that's pushing two of them, negative three. So, yeah, I'll be glad to get that behind us.
Yeah, well, I want to put it out to anybody who sees that in their email box. Don't delete it without checking it out. It's a very important. There's a lot of questions about the dates, how many splits, how much time between the splits. It's a pretty extensive survey. It'd be interesting to see the results when they come in.
Yeah, well, the problem is if we have three zones, you can only have two splits. If you have two zones, you can have three splits. So I don't know how they could do it unless they make a north and a south. And that way you could have three splits.
That's one of the considerations. And then there was actually another one I saw that was two south zones and one north zone. It was split into three zones like that.
Two south zones.
Yeah, it's kind of like down the middle of the state. You had like an east and west south of the north-south line, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why they have an east and west. I never could figure that out,
it should have been north-south.
It ought to be a coastal zone and a northern zone.
Yeah.
And that way, because the coastal zone is definitely different. It's definitely got its own intricacies with the tide, and they don't. They can just, have whatever they want up there because we're really trapped by Mother Nature here, so. Yeah. Maybe that's what I'll write in and see if that'll work.
All right,
never thought about asking for all of it.
Yeah. All right, give them the phone number. Somebody wants to get you. They can find you at Cajun Fishing Adventures if they like to use the internet and the website. But tell them the phone number if they want to give you a call.
Yeah, they can call me direct at 504-559-5111. And it's going to be a busy year. My duck hunts are mostly booked already. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, they better get in a hurry. Get them in.
Yeah, for sure.
Never too busy to talk. Thank you for the report, Captain Ryan. We appreciate it.
All right, everybody. Appreciate you.
See you. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, we come back after this. I'm going to tell you about Jesse, a one-year-old pointer in need of your help. We'll tell you how you can participate in it right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, some text messages to close out our text board for the day. We got someone says, Louisiana dewberries ripen April and May. Louisiana blackberries ripen late June through August. And, yeah, my reply is it depends. The further south you go, the earlier the ripening. But, yeah, there is a difference between a dewberry and a blackberry. Dewberries are a little smaller. They don't seem to be quite as sweet as a blackberry. And the coloration of the plants is a little bit different, too. All right, we got this one says, can you do another show on the practice of farming for ducks and the lack of migration we once had? Maybe get Josh Goins on. And please, let's get Jeff Landry to appoint the right people to the commission. We need this crisis to be addressed soon. All right, wanted to mention to you, there's a dog, a one-year-old pointer. She's a female, negative heartworm, is described as being good with kids and other dogs. She's black and white, and she's in need of some desperate help. She is at a facility like a lot of dogs who are either abandoned or turned in, is at a facility where she's got about 2 weeks to go shelf life. Other than that, she'll be put down if she is not either fostered or adopted. There's an organization my daughter got me involved in, and it's been very rewarding participating in it, called the PointerRescue.org. And you can find pictures and information about helping with Jesse. Doesn't matter where the dog is and where you are. They transport dogs by way of relay through volunteers. You pick the dog up, you bring it for about an hour drive, and the next person gets it. I've been involved in several of these. It's very, very rewarding. In fact, one rescued the day before its execution in Baton Rouge, found it a great adoption home, and it's still there and hunting today. There's some really good hunting dogs that are available, and if you're looking for a good pet and a combination hunting dog, you might want to check this out. It's pointerrescue.org, and look for the dog named Jesse and see if that might be one. You know, fostering a dog is temporary. You get the dog, you kind of adjust it to humans, make sure it has the care, and then when someone, they find a permanent home, you release it for adoption. And sometimes that's very difficult to give up a dog once you've had it in your home with you. All right, so take care of that. And also, let's see what's coming. Oh, next week I got a fishing trip. I'll be coming up. I'll give you a firsthand report. I'm going to be fishing with Captain Patrick Garmison. You heard him on the program a couple of weeks ago. Ugly fishing charters. We're going to be fishing in the Mobile Delta. We'll have a report for you there. Also, with turkey season looming shortly, next weekend is the Louisiana Youth Turkey Hunt. I got it again, the annual voice message. It's the challenge from old Tom the Turkey, and we'll let you listen to that, too. So you get out and get your trip. Go out there, get your fishing trip in, maybe a turkey hunt, or whatever it is you do in the outdoors, and then give us a report. We'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. That's that text line where you hear me reading these texts. We monitor it during the program only. If you want to shoot me a text or an email or a message during the week, if you send it there, I won't see it. You can check me out and find the Contact Don button on my website, OWDD at bellsouth.net, the email, or you can just use the contact button. If you can't remember that, just go to dontheoutdoorsguy.com and look for the Contact Don icon. And while you're there, you can listen to rebroadcast. If you don't get up early or you have to leave to get out there on the water and you don't have a listening device with you and there's something you wanted to hear that we talked about, you can go back. In fact, Cullen, our studio engineer, who does a fantastic job, he usually has it posted within a reasonable amount of time after the program airs. So sometime later this morning, you'll be able to listen to the rebroadcast of this program and all the programs we've done if you want to go back and refer to something that we talked about. If you're going turkey hunting next week, send me some pictures. Love to see some pictures of success, whether you're hunting Mississippi, Alabama, or you'll be hunting with the youths in Louisiana. I'll be participating in the youth hunt next weekend. My grandnephew, Drew, who you've heard on this show, he's won the Louisiana Youth Hunter of the Year Award with the turkey he bagged with me. He's been successful the last two seasons. But look, if you go out and you don't have any success, don't despair. I think he will tell you, I think it took him 4 years to get his first turkey, and then 2 years in a row, he bagged one. That's how it goes, and that's why they call this stuff we do hunting and fishing. You just never know what's going to happen. So that's going to take care of it for us for this Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us, as you do each and every week. We'll be starting our 36th year come this summer, and we want to thank you for participating in the program. Thanks to all our very loyal sponsors who make this program available to you free of charge. And thanks to all the professional guides and marina operators who get the information to me so I can get it to you so you can become a more successful outdoorsman and enjoy your particular sport. All right, stay safe. Enjoy this great weather weekend, because come in the middle of the week, not going to be so nice, but then clearing up again probably midweek and looking for another good weekend next week. Take care. Enjoy yourself. Be safe in the great outdoors. And come back here and tune us in. Same time, same place. We do this 5 to 7 a.m. each and every Saturday morning. We call it the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.